Oh, it's been a fun Friday. It's about to get even...
funner.
Thank you, Wispy. That's the word I was looking for. Sam Jacobs is in the studio with us, former Adelaide Crows champ, affectionately and I think universally known as the Source. He's now the GWS Giants. Welcome, Sammy.
Thanks very much, boys. Thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you. And, oh, you are in amongst royalty because the man that's sitting across from you with... Tim and I have had to take a substantial cut to try and get him into the salary cap, and in fact, Tim did. I refused to. Jason Richardson, welcome back.
Wonderful to be with you, one and all, and great to see a former Carlton great and Sam joining us as well. Your skin looks breathtaking.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see your butterfly tattoo on your chaminda. That will look sensational.
Sammy Jacobs is not what we're talking about.
But, I'm not going to go with the butterfly. What's the butterfly before it becomes... A butterfly.
A moth.
I'm just going with a cocoon.
No, not a moth.
Caterpillar.
Hang on. Mate, I've been up since 3.
Sammy, how are you enjoying GWS?
No,
it's a big move for you.
Yeah, it was. It was a big move. I'm loving it. Obviously, the footy side of it was naturally really appealing to me. Obviously, some really talented list, really good players there. We're in a really good spot to challenge again, for the next couple of years. And obviously, it's just adjusting to the move coming from Adelaide, but it's been pretty seamless.
You know why they recruited Sauce, don't you?
Why's that?
They want to put a little bit of sauce on Sausage Mumford. That's why they got him.
Yeah, was done 6 months.
I know. You two are going to be.
Look at Sammy, just nodding his head saying, oh, I haven't heard that before.
No, he's nice. He's gone, yes.
You two are competing for the job. We had your coach on the other day. How's it going? You got in front of him yet?
It's gone really well. Oh, hopefully. It's been really good for me. Obviously, we're probably contrasting styles. So I guess he's a bit more of the bash crash, and, you know, I'm probably more craft wise in the ruck and around the ground. And so I'm actually really enjoyed training with him. He trains with a real intensity in terms of the gym. Obviously, he's got his limitations in terms of, I guess, the time he spent during preseason with his knee and all that sort of stuff. But I'm really enjoying the challenge of getting to know, I guess, one of my rivals who I've played so much footy against and see how he goes about it.
How's your body?
Body's really good. I haven't missed a session yet. So I've been really, I guess, lucky, but also at the same time, I've made sure I looked after myself. I missed a bit of time last year, but other than that, I've been really sound. So really excited for this year, and I feel I'm in a really good spot for the season.
Big Mumble's tried to hook you yet, belt you?
No, he hasn't. A couple of times there's been a little bit, but he's looked after me so far.
We've spoken to Leon Cameron, your coach, on Monday, and we asked him about Mummy and how he was tracking. I don't know whether this might be music to your ears. Donna's is pedaling pretty quick. No, he's give me the signal when you got it there, young man. But he basically was saying that he was just hanging on a little bit towards the end of last year, and I think... Rather than see you as a rival, he'd be looking upon it as someone that's coming to help him in the area where they're a bit vulnerable.
You're spot on. That's one thing we're looking at it like. You know, we've got an opportunity now. You know, I'm 32 next year as well. So, you know, I've got an opportunity to play, you know, whatever, X amount of games, whatever it is. And obviously we can work together to be able to get each other through the year and obviously press for the final a position in the finals. So.
Richo's been a great Carlton fan, a man over his. Where have you got Sauce in your list of all-time great Carlton ruckmen?
Well, of all-time great red-headed Carlton players, he's up there with Tony Southcombe, who had the great glasses at one stage. Do you remember Tony Southcombe?
I do.
You
want
to play it against him?
He was from Golden Square, wasn't
Bendigo.
He, Tony Southcombe?
That's right. He was the pride of Bendigo. So talking about going from Carlton to Adelaide. Now to GWS. What's it like actually getting into an environment like GWS where you can walk down the street and, to be fair, a lot of the Sydney folk aren't really embracing it?
No, I reckon I've been noticed 3 times, or someone said to me 3 times in, was that 4 or 5 months?
Wow.
And they've all been from Melbourne. So, like, no, they just don't have much idea up there yet.
And do you like it?
I love it. Absolutely love it. Especially coming from Adelaide, like a two-team town, such a bubble. And I'm really sort of, I love the fact I've spent some time at Carlton, you know, in a big team in Melbourne, in the footy bubble in Melbourne. You know, I've gone back home to spend some time with family and friends, and, you know, Adelaide's, it's getting crazy over there now with all the media stuff. And now, you know, I can go up to Giants and hopefully win myself a flag that I've been chasing for 14 years now.
Is it a claustrophobic feel being over there in Adelaide? I've heard other players talk about this, about, you know, not being able to go out and not enjoy life outside of football.
It can be for sure. But, you know, I've had a really good relationship with the media, so I've always known it's there, but I've always been able to deal with it. Some guys, it just, you know, engulfs them sort of thing, and they can't deal with it that well. But I'm a footy head. I love footy, so it wasn't an issue for me. But it's definitely ramped up, especially the last 2 years when we haven't gone that well. It's been really hard.
What about this talent list? I mean, we sit back and just look at it and say, you know, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that they've played in a grand final. Yep. I wonder about the scars that come out of that last year, how they've addressed it. But give us your take on the talent there and how deep it is.
Yeah, it is. It's one thing that it really opened my eyes as well. Like, I've gone up there and there's some, you know, guys who you don't know heaps about, you know, Jai Caldwell, Xavier O'Halloran, and all these young guys that are really high picks. And, like, there's just so much talent in terms of, you know, we could be mucking around in, we call it the cage at the back of the facility, playing cricket or whatever, and these guys just pick up a cricket bat and they're naturally gifted. Like, it's just, we just got so many guys ready to go as well. So it's going to be interesting how we deal with it.
Yeah.
I guess I've had the experience a couple of years ago and I've probably got a lot of lessons around what probably not to do coming off a grand final. So
have they tapped into that?
A little bit, yeah. I've spoken to a few guys sort of one-on-one, but, you know, we got Cooper Cronk in who's, I think he's 3-6 in grand finals in rugby. So
what don't you do then?
Yeah. Go on a camp.
Hello.
Well, now
you've opened that door.
No, it's obviously been spoken about a lot, but you know, just in terms of dealing with it earlier and being able to move on earlier, that's probably been the main thing. Is let's get there, let's speak about it. What did you learn? How'd you feel? Righto, now the new season's here. Park it and let's move on.
It's interesting about that, going to making a grand final and being defeated. Do you actually get to a situation where is the best way to do it actually celebrate the achievement of having a good year, rather than looking at the disappointment of actually being beaten in a grand final?
Yeah, I guess I think it's a real individualised thing. Yeah. You know, you guys have obviously played in grand finals and experienced that. But I think, you know, some guys want to, I guess, you know, get smothered by it and they want to watch the game and all that sort of stuff. Whereas some guys are like, it's done, let's just move on. So I think it's really hard to say this is one way to do it. I think it's up to each guy to, I guess, learn what works for them.
What's Cooper Cronk brought to the table?
He's been really good with his leadership, and I enjoyed speaking to him about his mental, you know, his toughness and all that sort of stuff. You can tell he's a guy who's got absolutely everything out of his body, and you know, he's got the croaky voice and all that from rugby, you know, playing so many years. So he's been fantastic, and just little. I think his strength is more in the one on ones, and you just tap into his knowledge and that things.
So
like.
How often is he there?
Not that often. We probably see him, you know, once every couple of weeks, something like that. And he spent time with us on our camp up in Noosa pre-Christmas.
Okay. And then so what, you make an appointment or you make a time to sit down and see
him? He just floats around. Yeah, so we're up there for a week, which was great for me to be able to spend time with all the guys because you're with them all the time at nights and all that sort of stuff. So he was up there floating around, so you could just, pretty much just roll in and have a chat to him and all that sort of stuff.
How do you think Tex will respond over in Adelaide after stepping down from the captaincy?
Well, I've spoken to him a little bit, and he just seems so refreshed, Tex. Like, I think he's really excited just about the opportunity to just play. And, you know, he's recently become a dad and all that sort of stuff. He'll still have a big impact on the group in terms of the way he carries himself. But I know he's really excited about, I guess, being just a bit freer this year. As you know, as we spoke about all the media stuff, he's probably a guy who copped.
Did that take a toll on him last
year?
He
did. Yeah, it did. And it just all adds up. And, you know, he coming off, you know, he had some injuries and all that sort of stuff as well, so he wasn't getting the continuity of training. He was trying to lead well, trying to play well. So I'm really excited for what he's going to be able to do this year.
Did you say you had a training camp in Noosa?
Pre-Christmas, yeah.
Now, that's my sort of training camp.
Let's compare the two.
The world's greatest TAB. That surf club.
Exactly.
Looking if I'm wrong. That just sits there. Yeah, look at it. Sources right there, overlooking the beach. You've got the...
Which they actually trained too. They just
did that?
The camp was for 3 days. They stayed for 2 weeks.
Hey, you look lean to me.
Yeah. Like,
Been detoxing.
You may very well have been, but was that something consciously that you've tried to change up?
Yeah, it is. It's probably something probably the last 3 or 4 years I've found that I just have to, drop, you know, it's probably not so much kilos, but it's just sort of just like you said, just leaning up a bit and I just have to be able to cover the ground. You know, I look at, you know, obviously chasing the two guys, Max Gorn and Brody Grundy, to be able to compete with them and, you know, you just have to get leaner and you have to be able to cover the ground and make sure you still got energy towards the end of the game.
If you're playing State of Origin, you're the ruckman for the Big V, who would you least like to be rucking against if it was Max Gorn or Brody Grundy?
It's tough to pick one, but Max's craft work is, to me, is number one. I think his ruck work is absolutely exceptional and, you know, he's now developed the rest of his game where he's starting to impact a lot around the ground, but Brody just gets you everywhere. You know, similar to playing, you know, I got Dean Cox early in my career and Brody's obviously really powerful, but he can do it all. Like, I don't see a real weakness in his game. So I guess you just have to find ways to influence, to quell his influence on the game.
Do you think ruckmen are, by and large, underappreciated in our game?
I think it's a situation where if they're not there, you really notice it, if you get me. Like, if you got a lesser player or a small player going up against a Brody Grundy or, you know, Todd Goldstein or someone like that, I think they can really get exposed. So I think it's more one, if you don't have a guy who's at the level, you can really get shown up.
The midfielders get a lot of praise and profile. I mean, you guys often, by the way that you're distributing the ball, are making the ground level players.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of ways you can impact as a ruckman, not just as with the ruckcraft these days. You know, I look at when I came into the system in 2007 to now, the expectation of a ruckman isn't just to compete in the air. Now you've got to be able to, you know, possess the ball. You're almost like a fourth midfielder. So the game's definitely changing, and that's the expectation on the ruckman.
Gee, hasn't Tim changed? He never, ever gives credit to the ruckman.
I love ruckman.
You said that you single-handedly made Simon Madden, and now you're pretending to have some sort of influence and interest in the ruckman.
I've never said that I single-handedly made Simon Madden. Right. A couple of other midfielders helped us.
Hey, go.
You're just talking about how you got lean, because people would be striving along thinking, hang on, this is an elite sportsman for the last 12, 14 years in the system, and now you've changed your body. Is that extra running, change in diet? How have you done it?
I think it's probably more in the gym. I think you've probably gone from, you know, once again, over time, you're sort of lifting more bulk weights. Like now, there's a lot more, you know, shorter, sharper, more intense sort of training in the gym. Right. There's obviously still a time and a place to shift heavy weights, but I think it's based around, you know, trying to get more powerful, more dynamic. So
run a marathon.
Yeah,
he's a white Kenyan.
Don't know about that.
The big Mzungu.
I'll still be loping around, but
hey, I know we've got to let you go. You got some other commitments just up the road, but Eddie Betts, your old mate.
Yeah.
Tim's got him down for All Australian and maybe Brownlow. I said earlier, thinks he'll kick 60. How do you think he'll go?
Yeah, I think he's another guy who's just really felt, I guess, the pinch the last couple of years. And you know, I'm so happy for him now. He's back in Melbourne and back at Carlton. He obviously loved Carlton. You know, even when he's at Adelaide and he's at his best, he still talks about his Carlton days because he's so embraced by him. So
he's infectious, isn't he?
He is. I'm very fortunate to have him as one of my close mates, and I'm really excited, you know, for him to team up with Teague as well. You know, they're close mates. So especially with like Cade Simpson and Mark Murphy and these guys who have played a lot of footy together, probably haven't had the success early days. I think they're trending the right way, Carlton, now.
Hey, great of you to come in. We don't having had you over in Adelaide for a while now and up at the Giants, we won't get to see you too often through the year, but to have you in is fantastic. So we appreciate it and good luck, mate.
Thanks very much, boys. Cheers.
Good Sammy luck, Jacobs from, I was going to say the Crows, from the Giants.